You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Are you getting ready to have people come over to the house this week for the holiday or maybe in a couple weeks from now? And perhaps you have people in your life that are not on time. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And it's actually kind of funny that we're doing this today because we know we have the call of shame coming up too. Where people are going to call in when they're running late. Because that's what happens. You get up, you think you're on time, and boom, something interrupts you. But the question we got this morning into the text line, it's Elizabeth and Radar here on the Mix. How do you deal with someone who is always late? Look, you know the saying from that's Michael Scott? I'm not superstitious, I'm a little stitious.
Just a little stitious,
I'm not always late, I'm a little late.
Sometimes late.
Again, not for the show. People get so amped up about that. Not for the show. I'm always here for that. But yeah, I probably could leave a little bit earlier. And I think that a lot of times. In fact, I'll never forget senior year in college. Mark Zaromsky, my media teacher, he was like an instructor. He wasn't a professor. He was like an instructor. But he helped run the journalism mass communications department over there at UWM. Love Mark Zaromsky. He's in the Broadcaster Hall of Fame. Great guy. Owe a lot to him. He told me one day in class, I had scheduled my semesters every year that I wouldn't have to have class on Fridays. But there was one mandatory journalism class that only happened on Fridays.
Oh.
And it was one of those that you needed to take to graduate. It was the class. And it was at 8 a.m. on a Friday. And you're in college. And I can remember I would get there right as that class would start. And in front of everybody, he looked at me and he said, Elizabeth, you need to get up 5 minutes earlier so you can leave 5 minutes earlier. And I was kind of embarrassed that he said that in front of everybody in the class.
Wait a minute. Were you there on time, though?
Yes, but like right as class was starting.
Should not have called you out.
But I told...
Sorry, I'm not perfect like you are, Mark.
When I saw him recently...
Zaromsky, what's his name?
Zaromsky.
Mark.
Zorro.
Zer.
Zaromsky. When I saw him recently at the student forum at the WBAs, and we email a message. Again, he's one of my mentors. I keep in tabs with him. I tell him all the time, I say, Mark, if I'm ever running a few minutes late, all I think about is you in the front of the classroom. And then he's like, well, it clearly didn't work if you're still in that situation. But what do you all do?
Dude.
I mean, the easy thing is... You give them a fake time.
Yeah, or you try and teach that tough lesson. There was another radio station I worked for, and we used to do trips to Mexico, and we were leaving and had to be on the bus at this certain time to get to the airport. And one of the people who I worked with, always late, decided, oh, this is the day that I'm going to be super late. And we had people standing up in the bus who were coordinating the trip and saying, are they coming or what? We got to go. We got to go. And so the boss just finally, after three times of that, said, if we got to go, we got to go. Close the door.
And you laughed.
We closed the door on the bus and went to the airport.
Wait, and you're another country?
Yes. So they had to find another way to get to the airport. And I was like...
What was this person's reaction?
Not very good. Not very good.
But it's hey, poor planning on your part doesn't require an emergency on mine.
I was the one sitting there saying, you know, maybe we should... Okay, I've been overruled. And I know you don't want to argue with higher ups, supervisors, and stuff.
No, and somebody had to make that tough decision to say we're out.
I think for a week after that, I heard about it quite a bit. But I tried. I tried to say something.
So is it not this person's fault? Did this person not own up and say, "Oh, I should have been on time"? It was everybody else's fault.
It was everybody else's fault. So maybe it's somebody who's always late.
You're dealing with someone that it's never them.
You just pull the drain. You pull the plug on the drain and just let. Sorry, there it goes. You're out. You haven't learned. We're going to have you learn the hard way.
Well,
what do you do?
And I think if you want to talk to them directly, focus on how the lateness affects you. You can just say, hey, when we're running late, this gets me really, really anxious and gives me some anxiety. Or maybe set those clear expectations. Maybe say, look, if you're running late, let me know so I can plan accordingly.
Look at our Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099. Just start without them. Don't play the game. Some people like to be the center of attention. That's from Cyan. Signed it, Cyan.
So stop rewarding the behavior.
Right.
Like Radar said.
Like I said.
They're not on time. We're leaving.
Close the door.